And this gayness. And the Rishayim, the big machlokes Rishayim, what were the ten Nisayim and the Seder of the ten Nisayim? One sheet person sign was by Nimrod. Abraham Avinu hid himself in the ground for 13 years. Another sign, second sign, was given to Abraham Avinu. Thrown into Kivyon Esh. The third sign was that which Rabbi Shem said to Abram, Lech Lecha Me'atzecha. That's one shita. The Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis doesn't bring down the first two. Not from Nimrod, not from Kitchen Age. The first one he brings down is Lech Lecha. So I saw a pshat from my Zayda, the Sefer Nesivos HaMusar. He says, a person would think the Kivshon Eish, the Mice of Nimrod, is a physical Messias Nefesh. They threw him into the fire. He went to kill him. A physical mess. Lech Lecha was a spiritual mess. Spiritualness is much more, it's harder, much more effective than a physical stress. Person physically could be scabber and touch any sign. It hurts to be thrown into a fire, to be killed. It hurts. The pain a person could overcome. And the sign, Ruchani, such as Lech Lecha, that a person can't overcome. It's much deeper. It's told stories about the notion of Taylor, Big Tami Chachamim. They were able to go through a whole operation without anesthesia. Just to learn this, a sugya, and put his whole mind into the Gemara, he didn't feel it. Operation. It's a thing that a person can overcome. But ruchnistic, spiritual, mesiras nefesh, to believe in Hashem, lech lecha me'atzecha, v'atcha me'atzecha. The precious babe of my sister, that needs a moon and bitach. that's hard to overcome. What is the basics, the reason why the Rebbeinu made this shyness for Avraham? To show him that life you have to work, as it says by Ter, and of course Terechu, says Rashi, if you are made in Bater, a person has to work. First nefesh v'ter. Through Nisyanus, life was much harder. Baruch Hashem was much harder. But that's what Rabban Shemad, the Pum Tzarag, person gets reward for how hard it is. The Gemara says in Kedushin, people are sitting and learning together. Even a father with a son, a rebbe with a talmid. So they become oyvim, they will say. They argue and learning and they become enemies. But the outcome is they're the best of friends. The beginning is a war, a fight, but the end is love. So with Hashem B'chus, how may this Pater shall be circled to have Shalatai from the Sukkah.
Thank you.